What you'll be able to do after this lesson. Lessons 4 through 10 covered the algorithmic families of DeepRL through the lens of the Lesson 3 dispatch table. Each algorithm estimates one of PI, V, QA, P. That tour is complete. This lesson and the next change the angle. Instead of organizing algorithms by what they estimate, reformulate the RL problem itself as probabilistic inference. Variational inference, ZUSI, is the machinery for that reformulation. By the end of this lesson, you can derive the evidence lower bound, ELBO, from Jensen's inequality applied to log P of X. Compute the elbow for a small linear Gaussian latent variable model by hand. Verify the elbow gap, log P of X. Elbow equals the KL between the variational posterior and the true posterior, two ways. Explain the reparameterization trick, writing the latent Z as a deterministic function of a noise variable epsilon and the input X, with epsilon drawn from a fixed distribution such as a standard normal, lets you sample Z while letting gradients flow through that function. Identify the two main places VI shows up in modern RL. Latent state world models, Dreamer's RSSM, Planet, for partial observability, and maximum entropy RL, SAC, where the entropy bonus is a KL regularizer toward a uniform action prior. Anticipate the L12 framing, control as inference. The entire RL problem is variational inference in a graphical model where the trajectory was optimal, is the evidence we condition on. This lesson is conceptual scaffolding. It does not introduce a new algorithm. It provides the mathematical language Lesson 12 Swulb needs. Why 6 matters for RL? Two specific RL settings need approximate inference, and the same machinery works for both. Setting 1. Latent state world models. Real-world dynamics are partially observable. You see camera frames, not the full physical state. The true state is latent. To plan or learn a policy, you need a representation of that latent state. The canonical algorithms, Planet, Hafner et al. 2019, Dreamer, Hafner et al. 2019, 2021, 2021, 2023. Treat the world model as a sequential latent variable model and train it by maximizing the elbow. This is the modern engine behind continuous control model-based RL. Setting 2, maximum entropy RL. Algorithms like SACI, Harnoja et al. 2018, add an entropy bonus to the policy objective. Maximize the expected reward plus alpha times the policy entropy. The bonus is usually presented as exploration regularization. It is actually a variational quantity. Maximizing the policy entropy, the negative expected log probability of the actions, is equivalent to minimizing the KL divergence from the policy to a uniform distribution up to a constant. The whole Maxin RL family is variational inference with the prior set to the uniform action distribution. Lesson 12 generalizes this. Pick a different prior, get a different objective, and the full Bellman recursion follows from variational inference in the right graphical model. Both settings require deriving and computing the elbow. That is what this lesson covers. The latent variable model. A latent variable model relates observations XX and unobserved latent variables Z through a joint distribution. P of X and Z equals P of X given Z times P of Z. The marginal P of X is the integral over Z of P of X given Z times P of Z, which is what you actually want, the model likelihood given the data, and is generally intractable. The integral is over a continuous Z, with no closed form. The maximum likelihood objective log P of X is also intractable. You cannot compute log P of X directly, you can only bound it. The variational trick: introduce a tractable proposal distribution Q of Z given X, the variational posterior. Then, Jensen's inequality says the log of an expectation is at least the expectation of the log for the concave log function. Apply it. This is the evidence lower bound, LBO. Two terms. Reconstruction. The expectation under Q of log P of X L given Z. The expected log likelihood of the data under the variational posterior, KL regularizer, the KL divergence from Q of Z given XS to the prior P of Z, how far the variational posterior deviates from the prior on Z, acts as a regularization term keeping Q from overfitting to a single training point, the elbow gap. The Jensen inequality step has a known gap. Specifically, the elbow is tight, equal to log P of X, when Q of Z given X exactly matches the true posterior P of Z given X. Since the true posterior is generally intractable, the gap is generally positive, minimizing the gap, or equivalently maximizing the elbow, over Q brings the variational posterior closer to the truth. This is the central identity of variational inference. Maximizing the elbow simultaneously maximizes the model likelihood, left side, and minimizes the posterior approximation error, KL gap. Worked example, linear Gaussian by hand. Take the simplest non-trivial latent variable model. Latent Z is a real number. Observation X is a real number. Conjugate Gaussians admit a closed form true posterior. The marginal P of X is also closed form. The convolution of two Gaussians. Closed form true posterior P of Z given X. By Bayes' rule, P of Z given X is proportional to P of X given Z times P of Z. The product of two Gaussians in Z is another Gaussian. Complete the square. The exponential term is a Gaussian in Z with mean x over 2 and variance 1/2. So, for x equals 1, the true posterior is a Gaussian with mean 0.5 and variance 0.5. Its standard deviation is the square root of 0.5, about 0.707. Closed form marginal P of x. The marginal is a Gaussian with mean 0 and variance 1 plus 1. That is, variance 2, the sum of the two Gaussians' variances. For x equals was 1, pick a deliberately mismatched variational posterior. Suppose we use a poor variational fit. Q of z given x at x equals 1 is a Gaussian with mean 0.3 and variance 1. The mean is wrong, 0.3 instead of 0.5. And the variance is wrong, 1 to 1 instead of 0.5. What elbow do we get? Term 1. The expectation under Q of log P of X given Z. The log likelihood log P of X given Z equals minus 0.5 times log of 2P, minus 0.5 times the squared error between X and Z. For X equals 1. Take the expectation over Z drawn from Q, the Gaussian with mean 0.3 and variance 1. The squared term, 1 minus Z squared, has expectation. So, term 2, the KL divergence from Q to P, where P is a standard normal. For two univariate Gaussians, with Q the Gaussian of mean 0.3 and variance 1, and P the standard normal, elbow. Numerically, minus 0.5 times log of 2 pi is about minus 0.919. The elbow gap. Carefully expand log P of X at X equals 1, which is minus 0.5 times log of 4p minus 0.25, term by term. And from above, the elbow is about minus 0.919 minus 0.79u, which is minus 1.709. The gap, positive as Jensen's inequality requires. The variational fit is below the true log marginal by 0.193 nats. Dual path verification. Compute the KL from Q of Z given X to P of Z given X directly. Now compute the KL between the variational Q, the Gaussian of mean 0.3 and variance 1, and the true posterior p of z given x, the Gaussian of mean 0.5 and variance 0.5. Both paths arrive at a KL of 0.193. The elbow gap identity, that log p of x minus the elbow equals the KL from q of z given x to p of z given x, holds to the digit. This is the dual path verification of the elbow machinery. Compute the gap two ways, via the elbow definition versus the analytic KL, between the variational and true posterior. They match. The reparameterization trick. When q of z given x is part of a deep learning pipeline, you need gradients to flow through the sampling step z. From q of z given x. Naively, sampling is non-differentiable. There is no gradient of draw a random number with respect to the parameters of q. The reparameterization trick, Kingma and Welling 2014 writes, the mapping gphi is a deterministic function of epsilon, x, and the variational parameters phi. For a Gaussian variational posterior with mean mu phi and variance sigma phi squared, the standard choice sets z equal to the mean mu phi plus the standard deviation sigma phi times epsilon, with epsilon drawn from a standard normal. The randomness is pushed out into epsilon, which has no parameters. That expression, mu phi plus sigma phi times epsilon, is differentiable in phi. The elbow then becomes, the expectation is now over a fixed distribution over epsilon. So the gradient of the elbow with respect to phi passes through the mapping g phi. This is what makes variational autoencoders, VAEs, trainable by backpropagation. For Gaussian Q and P, the common case, the KL term has a closed form expression, the formula above. So only the reconstruction term needs Monte Carlo estimation, where this shows up in RL, latent state world models. A partially observable RL problem has observations, camera frames, sensor readings, but a latent state, a world model parameterizes the latent dynamics as train this by maximizing the variational elbow over sequences, the variational posterior, the latent state given the observations and actions up to that time, runs forward through the trajectory. The prior, the latent state given the previous state and action, is the latent dynamics. This is exactly what Planet, Hafner et al., 2019, and Dreamer, Hafner et al., 2019, 2020, 2021, 2023, do. The world model is a sequential latent variable model trained with the elbow. The latent representation is then used for planning or for training a model-free policy on imagined latent rollouts. The Muzero loss function insight from lesson 10 is the same idea expressed differently. Training the model for planning quality, policy plus value plus reward losses, is what makes the latent representation useful for control. Variational inference is the explicit probabilistic version. Muzero's training is the implicit end-to-end version. The Dreamer line and the Muzero line are converging by 2024 to 2025. Max and RL, SAC. Soft actor critic, Sa Harnoja et al., 2018 optimizes. The entropy bonus, alpha times the policy entropy, is presented in the SAC paper as an exploration regularizer. The variational view, maximum entropy is equivalent to minimum KL to a uniform prior on actions. The full SAC objective is up to constants. This is the same shape as an elbow, reward term plus cull regularizer toward a fixed prior. SAC is variational policy optimization with the uniform prior. Picking a different prior gives a different objective. Cull regularized PPO in RLHF, lesson 8, uses the codivergence from the policy to the pre-trained model instead. The prior is the pre-trained model, not uniform. Same variational structure, different prior. Lesson 12 generalizes this all the way. The full RL problem, not just the entropy bonus, is variational inference in the right graphical model. Common pitfalls: forgetting that the elbow is a lower bound, not the likelihood. Maximizing the elbow can be suboptimal in two ways. A bad variational family, Q can't represent the true posterior, gives a large gap. A bad elbow maximum, Q chosen to satisfy local optima, underperforms the true MLE. Treating the Kale regularizer as a free prior. The Kale term is real regularization. Strong priors prevent the model from fitting the data. Weak priors make the posterior approximate the data and lose generalization. Tune the prior or its weight. The beta in beta VAE. Confusing reparameterization with rejection sampling. Reparameterization is for differentiable sampling from a continuous distribution with closed form mapping. Rejection sampling, importance sampling, and the score function estimator are alternatives when reparameterization isn't available. Discrete distributions, non-differentiable transformations. Computing the KL term by MC when closed form exists. Gaussian to Gaussian KL is closed form. MC estimation here adds variance for no reason. Use the closed form whenever both Q and P are in the same parametric family. Treating the entropy bonus in CC as separate from variational inference. It is variational inference. The unified view explains why SAQ's alpha tuning matters and why the soft Q update has its specific form. Why this matters when you use AI. The variational framework is the bridge between three subfields: deep generative modeling, VAEs, Kingma and Welling, 2014, normalizing flows, Resendi and Mohammed, 2015, latent diffusion models, Rombach et al., 2022, model-based RL, Dreamer, Planet, RSSM-style world models, MaxEntRL, SAC, and the family that grew from it. KL regularized RLHF. All three speak the same language, elbow plus reparameterization. So cross-pollination is easy. Innovations in one subfield transfer quickly. The RSSM latent state model is structurally similar to a sequential VAE. ESAQI's soft Q update is the variational version of the standard Q update. RLHF's KESA penalty is a Bayesian prior in disguise. Lesson 12 builds on this language to recast the full RL problem as inference in a graphical model. That reformulation explains why MaxEntRL has nice convergence properties. It is exact inference in the right model, where SAC comes from algorithmically, variational inference yields the soft Bellman backup, and why RLHF's clipped surrogate plus KL penalty is the right combination. The clipped surrogate handles the trust region for the variational distribution. The KL penalty is the prior. What you should remember from this lesson: the elbow is a tractable lower bound on log P of X. The expectation under Q of log P of X given Z minus the KL from Q of Z given X to the prior P of Z, derived by applying Jensen's inequality to the log marginal. The elbow gap, log P of X minus the elbow, equals the KL from Q of Z given X to P of Z given X, and measures how far the variational posterior is from the true posterior. Worked example: linear Gaussian model with XC Scholes 1, a mismatched Q, mean 0.3, variance 1, true posterior, mean 0.5, variance 0.5. Both paths to the KL gave 0.193. Reparameterization writes the latent Z as a deterministic mapping G phi of a noise variable epsilon and the input X, with epsilon from a fixed distribution. Lets gradients flow through samples, makes VAEs and many RL algorithms trainable by backpropagation. Two main RL uses: latent state world models, Dreamer, Planet, trained with the elbow, MaxEntRL, SAQI Psi, where the entropy bonus is a Kale regularizer to uniform. L12 will generalize. the full RL problem can be cast as variational inference in a graphical model with optimality as the conditioning evidence. Next lesson, control as inference. Take the latent variable, Morge variational machinery developed here, and apply it to the entire RL problem. The result? Bellman backups, max-ent RL, and inverse RL all fall out of a single variational framework.